Welcome to Shortcuts, a weekly online broadcast brought to you by IBM Workplace. Together with the industry experts, we're here to help you get the most of everyday internet and email tools to make your life online more productive and more fun. If you've got a question, we'll find the answer. Just write us at cuts@us.ibm.com. I'm George Faulkner. This week's question came from the Shortcuts team. We've been noticing that the popular social bookmarking service Delicious now has lots of competitors. Which are the best services to use, and why do you prefer them? On the phone with us today is Shortcuts knowledge management expert Luis Suarez. With 10 years' experience at IBM, Luis specializes in knowledge and collaboration tools. He is also a prolific blogger and maintains three different blogs, both inside and outside IBM. Welcome to Shortcuts, Luis. It's great to have you on the show. What can you tell our listeners about rivals to the Delicious social bookmarking platform?
You know, I could tell you a number of different offerings that I have been exposed to in the past that certainly are really worthwhile looking into. So, for instance, to name a few, we have got the opportunity there to look into Simpy or Scuttle or even Dig. Believe it or not, Dig is actually a Web 2.0 offering based on social bookmarking that obviously puts together, you know, blogging, RSS, and so forth, but it's basically social bookmarking. We also have got other tools like Shadows, we have got Furl, you have got Spurl. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, and to be honest with you, each of them is good in its own purpose because they all have got the basic set of features for social bookmarking, which is basically annotating bookmarks, putting tags into place, and saving those bookmarks online. But obviously, each of those different applications are actually going to put together their own set of unique features apart from that core. And obviously, what I normally tell people in here is to actually try out for themselves for a few days and see how they will feel with that experience. I mean, I have used Delicious for a number of different months. I have used Spurl, I have used Furl, I have used Scuttle. And to be honest with you, they all were really good options, but I didn't quite feel that they were actually making my cut. And to me, for instance, one of my top favorite social bookmarking tools outside of IBM right now is actually one application called Blinklist that has got a very powerful community feature set from the perspective of you bookmarking sites and having instant visibility as to how many other people have actually bookmarked those particular links and so forth, and also how the different tags have been put together, how you can actually rate a particular link so that you can find it easier later on, how you can have lots of visibility with friends that you have added into your watch list, or fans, so people who are actually looking forward to whatever other sites you may be bookmarking. And one other feature that I really like about Blinklist is that you have got some sort of like a message board, so you can actually exchange quick messages with people about the different URLs that you have actually shared on your own profiles. And you will be able to not only share those bookmarks, but also build up relationships. And those relationships are perhaps a little bit closer than what Delicious was doing, because it brings forward the next set of interactions by allowing people to communicate inside of the tool itself.
Well, I'm a big fan of message board use, Luis. How do you utilize that through Blinklist? Is this something where you're actually able to communicate with people who have these common bookmarks with you? How does the connection get made there?
Through the actual watch list of the different friends and fans that you have. So you have got the opportunity to build up profile lists that you're interested in or that you're very keen on following up. And then from there onwards, obviously, you have got the opportunity to send those messages.
Yeah, that's incredible. Luis Suarez, thank you so much for being on Shortcuts today.
Thank you.
For a transcript of today's show, visit us on the web at ibm.com/shortcuts. There you'll find more information on this week's topic. And again, if you've got a question for our experts, write us at cuts@us.ibm.com. From all of us at Shortcuts, thanks for listening.